From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Mitt Romney is releasing details of his tax return for 2010 and the 2011 estimate. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on what it shows about the Republican presidential candidate.
Over the 2 years, Romney brought in a total of more than $42 million and expects to pay more than $6 million in taxes. That gives him an effective rate of less than 15%. At last night's debate, Romney said the taxes he pays are entirely fair and legal.
I pay all the taxes that are legally required and not a dollar more. I don't think you want someone as the candidate for president who pays more taxes than he owes.
Much of his income came from investments, interest, and dividends, and those are taxed at the capital gains rate, which is much lower than the tax rate on wages paid by high-income Americans. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President Obama delivers his State of the Union address tonight. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Mr. Obama will lay out a blueprint for an America built to last based on
American manufacturing, American energy, skills for American workers, and American values.
The president speaks at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. In the audience at tonight's State of the Union address will be Gabrielle Giffords. NPR's Ted Robbins says it's likely to be her last official appearance as a congresswoman.
At last year's State of the Union, her colleagues left an empty seat for Gabby Giffords. That was just a few weeks after she was shot in the head at a constituent event in Tucson. In a remarkable comeback, Giffords will be in that same seat tonight. But the demands of her recovery are too much for her to continue in office. Giffords announced 2 days ago that she'll resign this week to focus on getting well. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
A Las Vegas contributor is sending another $5 million to support Newt Gingrich. NPR's Peter Overby says the money is going to a super PAC to buy ads in Florida.
The super PAC, called Winning Our Future, is getting $5 million from Miriam Adelson less than 2 weeks after it got $5 million from her husband, casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson. Winning Our Future is not part of the Gingrich campaign. It used the first $5 million to attack rival Mitt Romney's record as a venture capitalist. But this time, a source familiar with the contribution tells NPR that Miriam Adelson wants the money used for positive messages about Gingrich. Winning Our Future gets the contribution as Gingrich's campaign committee is financially stressed. A serious TV campaign in Florida costs more than $1 million a week. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Who's the kid? The kid is the new assistant GM. We're going to shake things up.
Brad Pitt is an Oscar nominee this year for Best Actor in Moneyball, which is one of 9 Best Picture nominees. Other movie nominees include The Descendants, Midnight in Paris, and The Help. Meryl Streep is among Best Actress nominees for her role as Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady. This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Committee meets today and tomorrow, and for the first time, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues will forecast interest rates in addition to other trends such as gross domestic product. University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says there's a reason for the break with tradition.
The Fed is very much into how does it better communicate to the business community that it means business about keeping interest rates low and providing liquidity for expansion.
Morici predicts the Fed will not raise short-term interest rates until at least the end of next year because the economy is so weak. Investors do not appear impressed with the change at the helm of Canada's high-tech company Research in Motion. Dan Karpinchuk reports shares of the struggling BlackBerry smartphone maker have fallen 9% on the Toronto Stock Exchange.
The co-CEOs, Jim Balsillie and Mike Lazaridis, resigned Sunday, and the company's chief operating officer, Torsten Hines, took over. Hines says the BlackBerry maker can fight its way back. He offers no major changes, adding that he's confident in the course laid out by his predecessors. That hinges on new software for the BlackBerry 10 due late this year. The new system allows for multitasking, but it means a major shift for RIM developers, a shift analysts are not so sure the company can make successfully because previous attempts for full multitasking in the industry had problems. Investors also appear skeptical. Many were hoping for new blood from outside the company for the top job. The next major hurdle will come late this year when RIM plans to launch its new generation, BlackBerry 10. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Rupert Murdoch's News Corp is launching a Spanish-language broadcast TV network. It says it will make its debut in the fall. This is NPR News.